ask Charlotte, Jodie and Gracie to come up. They're going to do our readings for us, share them between us, and they're also going to help, one or two of them are going to help with the prayers. So the readings first, girls. Okay.
Me and Jodie are going to read Mary's Song of Praises from Luke 1:46-56. Mary said, "With all my heart I glorify the Lord. In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in God my Saviour. He has looked with favour on the low status of his servant. Look, from now on, everyone will consider me highly favoured, because the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy his name. He shows mercy to everyone from one generation to the next, who honours him as God. He shows strength with his arm. He has scattered those with arrogant thoughts and proud inclinations.
He has pulled the powerful down from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty-handed. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, remembering his mercy, just as he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and to Abraham's descendants forever."
I am reading Jesus, the Light of the World, from John 8:12. Again Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
Thank you so much, girls. That was beautifully read. Don't you agree? Thank you very much. Would you like to sit down again? Okay. In fact, I did say to sit down, but actually the activities are there. I'm going to invite Ian to come up and talk a little bit about those readings and about what we're thinking about today. And if the children would like to go and do some activities, which we'll have a look at the end. So, Ian, would you like to come? We just say a prayer for Ian and for our families. Lord, thank you for our families. Thank you for our children. Thank you for the joy and the blessing they are to us. And Lord, I just pray for Ian as he shares a little bit about Mary and her story, and also about the work of the Children's Society. So let us have ears that hear and eyes that see and hearts that are open. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Wendy. It's going to be great fun going on over there, so it might be hard to concentrate. Who knows? So today, as Wendy says, we're thinking about Mary, who actually was a vulnerable teenager, and she was at risk. But also, she was the mother of God's Son. There's no doubt, really, that the Children's Society, if it was going in first century Palestine, they would have needed to protect Mary and look after her. Now, Chris Dingle, the service that we're enjoying today, is organised by the Children's Society, and it was started up to look after children and teenagers who are vulnerable and at risk. And it's so easy, isn't it, to read Mary's story with a sort of Christmas rosy glow about it all. And we miss the enormous danger that this young girl was in. She was probably only 12 or 13 at the time. They married really early in those days. We get married later and later these days, don't we? My girls are one's 30 at least, the other one's approaching that, and they're both unmarried and so on, and not in too much of a hurry. But in those days, you got married really young. So Mary would have been very young by our standards, and she was pregnant before she was properly married. And in those days, that was a real problem, a disaster. She could have been rejected by her family and thrown out on the streets. If she was caught and convicted by the authorities, she would face death by stoning. In other words, they'd throw rocks at her until she died. No wonder she had to go away and stay in the countryside, in the quiet, for a time. After all, who'd ever believe her story? Even her fiancé, Joseph, although he loved her very much, he struggled with the dilemma, the shame, the scandal of it all. So Mary, she desperately needed someone to listen to her, to be on her side, just as the Children's Society does today, listening to children and young people who perhaps aren't loved by their families or aren't safe or can't cope with our modern world. Just imagine what the headlines might have been in her local Nazareth newspaper had the story been discovered and published and so on. They might have asked, has she been abused at home, for example? Or has she been used by the soldiers, the local occupying forces from Rome? And what on earth was she saying anyway, trying to blame it on an angel and some sort of impossible story of God having a son? When it's put like that, you can understand, can't you, something of the true shock and drama that this pregnancy must have caused. It's a very well-known Christmas story, obviously, but we can easily miss, we don't usually appreciate the amazing inner strength that Mary must have had, facing a unique moment in history and being responsible for carrying it through. I know young people can be amazingly resilient, can't they? But even so, they need the surrounding care and support of a family and friends, some sort of group around them, so that they can cope with the injustices and the unfairness and the tragedies and so on of their lives. And that's just the sort of support the Children's Society provides today. So Mary went to visit her relative, her cousin Elizabeth. And she did get that support eventually. She also got that support from Joseph, her fiancé, eventually. Elizabeth gave her generous time and space and care and so on to come to terms with what God was asking her to do. And she slowly grew into a new and bigger family support network. A place where she could feel safe and where she could fulfill the amazing response, the promise she gave to the angel. Let it be so according to your word. Mary's song, which is known as the Magnificat from the opening words in the Latin, puts into words her contemplation of all that was happening to her. Not only was she being drawn into new human relationships that held her safe, but it's very clear from her song that she'd gained a new perspective on God's love for her. And she began to see what was happening to her, her individual story, she began to see that as part of a much bigger story of what God was doing from the beginning. In her song, she says, "With all my heart, I glorify the Lord. In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in God my Saviour." She sings how God has created a new family for the humble, for the poor, for the powerless. All the people who usually are at the bottom of the pile. And her bold and ambitious vision of that new family stands as a good example, a model, for all those who feel alone and fearful, like Mary did. Christians recognise that everything depended on her saying yes to God, to the angel Gabriel's message from God Most High. And arguably that's the most important yes in the whole of history, isn't it? Because of that, Jesus was born, the incarnation was possible. And then Jesus' life and death and resurrection leads to our salvation. Mary's song, you could say it was the first Christmas carol ever, couldn't you? But it can be sung at any time because, well, a bit like our Christingles, it's really talking about God's love for every individual and actually for the whole world. So the Children's Society looks after young people like Mary. They run local services that help thousands of young people, perhaps those who are out on the streets or those who've had to leave home for one reason or another. And the Children's Society also campaigns to get laws and policies changed to make children's lives happier and safer. Children like, for one example, Katie in their latest newsletter. Katie's childhood was very difficult She lived at home with her mum, dad, two sisters and two brothers. But she was neglected. Katie didn't attend school. She spent her days with her little sister. And when she was just 14 years old, Katie was taken away from her parents because of years of neglect. Social services separated her from her brothers and sisters, and she was continually moved from one foster home on to another. And Katie found it very difficult being away from her brothers and sisters. She soon began running away from the foster homes that she was put in, and she started going to parties where there'd be older men. And the police would find her at those parties and take her home, but she'd just go missing again. So eventually she was taken to live in a secure unit for her own safety. And she was introduced to a project worker from the Children's Society, and they began to meet regularly. And the project worker helped Katie to learn about the dangers of running away, the real risks that she was taking. And although she's recovering from her past, she's no longer at risk, and she's hoping to go to college to study mechanics. So Katie's just one of the many children whose lives have been transformed by the Children's Society and by people's donations for them. So the things that we give, the support that we can offer through the Children's Society, really changes lives. So let's just say a brief prayer and pray for children who are in need, like Mary in the first century, like Katie today. Let's just say a prayer together. Lord, we ask that you would protect and keep children who are in real danger, even today. And we pray for the work of the Children's Society, organising Christingle services and protecting and looking after children who are in need today. In Jesus' name. Amen.